Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hey, guys.
It's Dr. K. Look at my ugly sweater today. Cute, though. Here with beautiful Jasmine Whitley.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Celebrity stylist. And she's the author of Closet Raid on YouTube.
Maybe yes.
You've seen it.
Lots of fashion.
So cool. Everything you're doing this year, you got to work with Addison Rae. And who else?
Yes, for LaRae's diss track music video. I styled the whole music video, and it was like a whole gang of TikTokers and YouTubers. And I've also been doing like a lot of fun editorial fashion shoots and just styling and creating as much as possible.
Well, I'm so excited to have you back. It's been like 3 or 4 years. Remember the old office was smaller.
Yeah, no, when I walked in, I was like fully impressed. It's beautiful in here.
Oh, thanks.
So stunning.
We've expanded a lot, and last time I saw her, she fainted in my chair.
I'm a little bit of a chicken, a little bit of a crybaby, so Dr. K is very patient with me because I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, we've done lips before. That's the only thing you've ever done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still terrified to do Botox?
I am a bit terrified because you hear, like, once you hear the side effects, you can't unhear them. Like, the potential, like, things that can go wrong.
Well, you just have to see an experienced provider because literally, I don't know how many Botox sessions we've done, like, over 10,000, I'm positive.
Yeah, and I don't know anyone who hasn't had Botox.
I know, right? It's ubiquitous now. It's everywhere in the environment. Like, in L.A., anyway, if you come visit, everybody's Botox.
I mean, for so many different reasons, too.
Yeah, whether it's migraines or TMJ or just, like, prevention. Mm-hmm. A lot of younger people are doing it preventatively.
I was at an appointment with my friend, and she had her underarms Botox for sweat.
Yes, for sweating, hyperhidrosis. And I do Botox for the scalp because some people get like sweaty scalp, sweaty palms, sweaty feet. It's great for shrinking large pores. Like, I do a beautiful microtox treatment. It's called my airbrush microinfusion facial.
It works for the lift lip.
Lift, yes. That one.
I know. The problem is I research too much, and then I'm, like, terrified because I read everything.
Well, like, it's not like you don't fly because airplanes do go down, you know.
That's true.
We hear about it in the news all the time, but what are the chances of having,
you know, that experience?
You're still going to fly, so you're still going to drive your car, even though the risk of getting in a car accident and dying on the way here is higher than the risk of Botox problems.
Triggered. It's true, though.
You
can't
walk to the office visit.
You can't live in fear. That's the moral of the story today.
I know. Well, tell us, what's it like to be a celebrity stylist? Is it so fun to work with these glamorous people?
It is so much fun being a celebrity stylist.
Well,
it's very.
You can see people when they're in sweatpants and they're not styled. How's that?
Yes, that is true. Like, behind the scenes is not as glamorous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, running around and carrying lots of garment bags and being stressed out over deadlines and things and trying to get pieces last minute. So it's definitely hectic, but I love that it's always new.
Yeah.
It's never the same. So
who are your favorite brands that you're styling people with this year? What's, like, you know,
I mean,
trending besides Crocs and sweatpants?
Literally, you guys, don't feel bad if you're in sweats right at this moment because it's a little victory just getting dressed every morning this year.
Honestly, putting on a little eyeshadow is major.
Huge. Phenomenal. Huge. But I love working with Marciano, my whole, like, guest team. Like, everyone at Guess is so amazing. And if we're talking about affordable fashion, like, H&M is always really sweet and amazing to work with. And their styles are really great. And that for fast fashion, I feel like their quality is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in terms of higher end brands, like, it's been all about Prada this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Prada?
Yeah. Their little handbags have been kind of major.
Good. I gotta show your handbag now. Where's your cute little purse?
My bag is
right here.
It's out of the frame, you guys.
Here it is. And her gorgeous clients, the Meryl twins, gave that to you, right?
Look at my nails.
Oh,
I just
they
I had them done,
you're so cute.
We're having a full moment.
That's so cute. I love it.
It's just so fun. But there's also, like, the very 90s style Prada bag that's very in style. It's like the nylon material. That thing's been everywhere, so.
That's so fun. Yeah. 2021, any trends that you spotlight happening in terms of looks?
I feel like a trend that's picking up really huge right now is actually what I'm wearing, like the fitted shirt and then a baggy kind of t-shirt over. So that's like a fun trendy thing that's happening. I think we're gonna see less of the bike shorts.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
How about leggings? They're not going anywhere, right?
No, they're too comfy. Sweats and leggings.
I don't know if I'm going to wear heels ever again due to the pandemic.
I feel like heels are canceled.
They are, right? They're so sexist, too. Like, why don't men walk around in those?
They're really rude.
I give you calf. Now, if I try wear heels, I get, like, calf pain. And I realize how much stress I was putting on my poor toes.
Yeah.
After, almost a year of being in tennis shoes and clogs, like surgeon clogs. Surgeons wear clogs, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, that's chefs. Actually.
A lot of people wear clogs that are on their feet all day, so that's a good tip.
Yeah, I'm a really big sneaker person. I like
sneakers are huge, right?
Yeah, I love my Converse. I like my Yeezys, so like Adidas, anything is always really fun, and high tops.
Is it the end of makeup? Because who wants to put on a full face of makeup?
I mean, okay.
Like Nikita Dragon or something.
Yes, sometimes it's fun to kind of be creative and like have it as an outlet. Like some days I'll wake up and be like, okay, I'll do full makeup just for distraction today. Yeah. So yeah,
but it's hard because then you got to cover it with a mask and then the inside of the mask gets all if
the mask knee situation that everyone
acne, yeah, these amazing wipe away the day pads. If you're a sufferer from mask acne, you gotta at the end of the day you wipe it all away. It's so good.
That's really important.
Very timely. Yes.
Yes. So. I've been struggling with I have little bumps and blemishes because I'm going to start my period, but that's a whole nother thing.
Sending home with some.
Yes, yes.
So overall, like clean, fresh looks in 2021?
I would say more natural beauty, earth tones, like a lot of browns and bronzes and golds and silvers, like in those kinds of, that kind of color family, I feel.
Earthy colors.
Earthy.
Is there a Pantone color of the year yet?
I don't know. Also, pastels were so big 2020.
Yeah.
And the poofy sleeves. Lots of blouses with ruffles and sleeves. Yeah.
I think I missed that day. I haven't cut any of them. How about faces? Are you noticing any trends in people's lip filler going down, cheeks getting more sculpted, or anything that's showing up on camera and videos?
I mean, you tell me, and you're also a trendsetter in that space, but I feel like it's been a more natural year.
I think with the onset of lips going under the mask, I've been shocked at how many people want to get their lips done, actually. Anyway, I think it's crazy that so many people are getting more full lips, but it's the sense of enjoyment when you look at your face in the mirror that at least you see one feature or something you can focus on that you really love, love, love.
Yeah.
And when you look at your Zoom meetings, at least you see that. So that's kind of nice.
It brings a smile to your face to be, like, more confident and more feel a little bit more cute, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think that with lip filler, once you dive into the world and then the filler is no longer, you really miss it.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah. So I feel like my lips are paper thin again, which is like once you see yourself with a pout, it's hard to go back.
It's definitely hard. But I think there is a trend to a little bit less filler, mm-hmm. and also spacing it out better because we've seen people come in like every 6 months or every 3 or 4 months to get touch-ups, and then lip filler can bleed outside the borders of the lip. So that's a big, huge problem to see a filler mustache or filler migration. So I'm encouraging people to really wait till you see it's definitely gone down by a good 40% or so until you touch it up again.
Okay.
And I also think that what looks good on camera does not translate to what looks good in person.
That is such a huge thing. I feel like a lot of content creators, YouTubers, people who are constantly looking at themselves and editing themselves and posting themselves, it kind of is like makeup when you do a little. It's like, oh, it looks like I'm not wearing anything.
Yes.
And I think it's the same for filler.
And you kind of forget what your baseline was, and mm-hmm. then you want a little more and a little more. And it does look fabulous in photos, but in real life, you'll see these little petite ladies who have not worked on any other features, and they're all lips.
Yeah.
And I start to think that it's not balanced. So I think that's a big, important trend for next year is more about facial proportions, balancing, and making sure all the features are harmonized.
I love that. Yes. Yeah.
Like
that's
like
so true.
Natural, a little more natural look. But I also don't like to say natural because none of this is all natural. It's all
we're things like, we it's do. Natural.
Like the hair straightening, the hair dye, the makeup, the lashes, the extensions, the nails. None of it's natural, ladies. So
I know.
It's like making the person you want to be. You're allowed to take your blank canvas and paint on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely. I agree with that. And I agree. Like, I think there's a little bit of like, filler dysmorphia where you think like your lips are gone. It's like, no, they're still there.
Yes, you have to talk people down from the ledge.
So yeah.
You're not ready yet.
So yeah.
Give
so
it a little more time.
What okay. percent did you say it was to come in?
I think until it goes down about 40%.
Okay.
In your mind, you're like total deflation. In our mind, you're like, it's not bad. We can top it off a little.
Okay.
So
that's important for touch-ups to know.
For me, I think other big trends are going to be facial contouring to where we can see better bone structure, because too much use of the hyaluronic gel fillers like Voluma and also, I don't want to name names, but like all these gel fillers that are used all over the country and lots of med spas and things, they tend to bloat the face up. And I want people to have, you know, see your facial lines, to see your bone structure.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of puffy faces.
Yes, and nobody likes that. And it looks good maybe immediately when you finish, but later when the fillers absorb 1,000 times their water weight, they just look a little bloaty.
We're here for long-term beauty.
Yes, that's so important.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
classic
I have
beauty too.
Yes, classic and longevity. But I have to ask you about the huge trend that I've been seeing a lot on social, which is the threads.
Yes.
Tell me, because I know nothing.
The foxy eye.
Yeah, like the Bella Hadid moment.
Well, Bella Hadid, yes, she has good work and it works on her face. But other people trying to get that look doing threads, we've seen far too many results with people coming with visible threads and like irregular tinting, and they just look funny.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to be so careful with if you're going to get brow threads done first. I always want you to put volume in your temple. So you need the volume to support. You need the Botox to help the brow depressor muscles stay up. And once you've done those two steps, you should virtually have a good brow lift effect that looks natural but doesn't look too overly like, you know, jokerish.
Okay, so yeah. It doesn't naturally complement every single face
not
structure.
Not every face, no. And, okay. And if you have the volume in place, then we can do threads that just lightly traction up and tension up on the skin. But I don't really love that look of severely arched. It just
like the cat like, eye.
Yeah, the cat eye. It looks good for a month or two, and then inevitably people say that it drops.
Mm.
And many times we can see the ridges of the thread. So it has to be done by a very experienced provider, I would say.
Okay.
Be so careful when you do apply trends to your face, because
it's almost like in fashion, like not every trend is going to complement your body type.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of the same.
It's like getting tattoo makeup done. Like, and you can't ever change that. So you have to be happy. And the other thing is threads cost a fair amount, like $2,500 to $3,500, and they're going to last 12 months to 8 to 12 months.
So, yeah.
You know, it's a fun little thing while it lasts, but you just don't want to have it bumpy and irregular.
Yeah, so, no.
Lots of words of caution, but see a good provider.
That's really good to know, because it's been popping up.
Yeah, half the girls that are showing that look have shaved half their eyebrow and they're penciling it in up that way.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that trend as well.
Yeah, and I almost think that might be a better solution, like, because you can at least modify that.
Yeah, that's very true.
But people like Bella have put a ton of volume in their temples itself, so it looks rounded, full, and outward pretty and open, wide-eyed.
Do you feel like when, like for Bella, for example, she's had a lot done, do you feel like it makes her look a lot older, or just kind of like her age is just ambiguous?
Don't you think she looks older?
She's like a 22-year-old girl or something.
She's slightly crossed the point of like she was looking so fabulous, and now she's slightly crossed over to a little too much engineering going on, I think.
Like, it's,
I love her. I mean,
she's stunning.
Her look, but I just want her to be her young
while she's young, like, because there's so much time to do so many procedures and have so many things
done.
It's
almost like the sisters have this, you know, like Gigi was born beautiful, Bella had to become beautiful, and now she has to keep on keeping up.
Yeah.
But Gigi looks kind of a bit more natural. Like, she's
her baby. She had a baby.
Yeah, I saw that.
So cute.
She's so lucky to have a new baby.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, I think that it's sometimes when you're really young, like in your early 20s, and you have a lot done, it kind of makes your age just questionable.
Even with Kylie, like, she looks a little older than she needs to look. Like, I want people to enjoy their 20s, and you're supposed to have a rounder, more youthful face. And when you're 20, then in your 30, you lose your baby fat. By the time a woman is 37, she's her most attractive ever.
Mm-hmm.
They've done studies that show that.
Ooh, so, I'm. Yay. I'll get there, and I'm excited for that.
There now.
Yeah.
How old are you?
32.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, we have a ways to go, but you're already so attractive.
Oh my gosh. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, but that's like the natural sequence: rounder, fuller face, then you lose your baby fat. So in your 30s to 40s, you're really hitting your prime facial features, where you can see your angles better. And then 40s, you know, facial fat starts to deflate, descend, and droop. And that's where we use filler to maintain the appearance by underground placement.
Okay. I've learned a lot.
Yeah. So next up for you is some baby Botox.
Yeah. I'm such a chicken. So we'll have to chat more about that.
I think you're ready. So when you start to see etched lines at rest, that's the first sign. If you feel a tiny bit of upper eyelid heaviness, just the slightest mm-hmm. amount that, you know, you can't throw your face on anymore in the morning and it takes a little bit of work, mm-hmm. it's time to do a little Botox.
So, for example, if we were to do Botox on me, where would it be? How much would it be? Like, what would it look like?
A tiny dose of 20 units just right in the brow mm-hmm. and positioned to stop the brow depressor muscles that are pulling down mm-hmm. here. And then in turn, that gives a little brow lift effect. So it's okay. a cute little, like Kylie Arch, it looks okay. great. Okay. And then a little bit at the tail of the brow for the brow lift effect too. Looks awesome.
So nowhere else, it would just be up here.
You can do your crow's feet too, smile. Mm. Yeah, a little crow's feet, just a little couple yeah. units for prevention.
It's gonna happen next yeah. time, part two.
This is like the slippery slip, she's talking about it.
I know.
Maybe next time.
Yes, we'll have to definitely have a part two.
Yes. What's it like on Closet Raid these days, going into people's closets and getting to see like their kid? Do you go in and people's closets are a disaster?
I mean, so because of COVID and all the safety precautions and everything, I'm not going into people's houses. However, I created a series called Wardrobe Takeover, where we virtually have like a styling session. And what I do is depending where they live, if they're in LA, then I'll drop off the pieces. But if they're out of state, I'll mail them a box and uh-huh. they'll put on the pieces and kind of react to each thing. So it's been really fun, and it's been keeping me busy and keeping me, you know, collaborative and
you gotta keep yourself busy.
Okay, it's been fun.
Send me a box.
Yes.
You were gonna come to my closet too.
I'm serious.
Secrets of a plastic surgeon, indeed.
Yes.
I got all my 80s crap and like I have gorgeous silk and Indian stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So pretty, but so impractical.
I can't wait to raid your closet.
Yeah, but I literally think that fashion's going to change a lot due to COVID.
Yeah.
We understand the importance of functionality and comfort and like, just feeling like
practical.
You're not weighed down by your trappings of your clothes and your belongings. So I think that you have a chance to really form that this year.
It's very true. So expect a box of clothes very soon.
Oh my gosh. This is the craziest closet that you've ever been in.
She's a popular woman. There's this one girl, her name is Corinne from The Bachelor, and she is hilarious. And you know her?
Yeah.
Okay, so I walk into Corinne's closet. She did not get ready for me to arrive. It was a full-blown disaster, but it matched her personality, and I thought it was fantastic and funny and great because everyone else, I'll arrive, and everything is so perfect.
Like alphabetized, color-coordinated.
They're like, oh, Jasmine's coming. I got to get my closet ready. No, Corinne's just like, can you get that boot over there? There was stuff everywhere. It looked like a disaster, like a tornado hit, but it was crazy and fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
And how is it working with Addison Rae? She's so cute.
She's so cute. She was so sweet, and she just stepped in, did her music video, like little appearance in the video, and we did like a very Avril Lavigne kind of like 90s punk rock, like kind of aesthetic. We did like a little plaid mini skirt that was like pink and black and like a choker. She wore like a heavy smoky eye. It was really, really fun.
How fun. I can't wait to see her in her new movie, that He's All That. One of my favorite movies, She's All That, by the way. Love that one.
It was such a great movie. Freddie Prinze Jr. was like all the rage. He was like so the hottie. And,
What else do you like for Christmas movies?
I mean, the classic, like, silly, like, Elf and, like, Grinch and, like, all the little classic ones that you kind of put on every year.
Kids won't watch it with me because they think it's dumb, but I love Elf.
It's that, like, feel-good, cheesy, fun.
Things I Hate About You or whatever that movie is.
Oh, yeah. What's the other one? There's so many good ones.
Kind of Wonderful.
Yes.
That one's really good.
There's one with Cameron Diaz, but I'm forgetting the name.
Something About Mary?
No, it's like a Christmassy. I forget the name, but I love Cameron Diaz.
I love her too.
Yeah.
She's looking great. I think she might have had some threads because I saw her doing a cooking video and there was a little irregular tension there. And someone told me Nicole Kidman in her recent Showtime movie has something going on around her mouth, but I haven't seen that.
Hmm. I love Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's adorable. A cute one, too.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
They're all gorgeous. All these ladies are all fabulous, and they get so much pressure to look good on the screen. So I definitely feel for them.
Yeah. I feel like it's funny now that I think about it. Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, like all these women have way less work done than the young Bella Hadids and Kylie Jenners.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah.
I think once you have kids in your life, you realize, like, they're bigger things and more important things than looking perfect all the time.
Priorities shift.
Yeah, but then also it's still, like, when they get ready for a big movie, you get so scrutinized, like, centimeter by centimeter.
Yeah.
It's natural to want to edit a little.
Yeah, but definite.
I think just generally, like, conservative maintenance, every 6 months, come in, do something nice for your face, because your face needs maintenance. Let's just be honest. You can't look good for 80 years if you're not going to put maintenance into it. So
very true.
It's just a philosophy, right? Yeah.
Upkeep.
Yeah. I'm constant, like, looking and deciding and editing, kind of like a closet.
Yeah, and I think it's just been a thing for so many years, and now everyone talks about it and shares it, and it's such just a routine thing. Like, no one would feel, like, shamed for doing their brows or doing, like, maintaining other things. And now everyone can kind of just freely be like, oh, yeah, like, I got my Botox this week, or I got, you know, and it's not a huge deal.
It's good. We're paving the way.
Yeah,
paving
I love
the
it.
Way for women and men to express themselves.
Yeah, be honest about it.
Well, it's been so fun chatting with you. Where can everyone find you to watch Closet Raid?
They can find your project. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. This is my first podcast, so I'm so excited. Cheers to that. And then everyone can find me on youtube.com/closetraid and Jasmine Whitley on everything else, like Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, and if you ever want to get styled by her, check out her Instagram. It's beautiful. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Much love and success in 2021. I hope it's going to be a great year for all of us.
Yes, thank you.
I don't want to give this new year too much pressure, though.
We're not going to say too much.
No expectations at all for this year.
We're just going in.
Roll with the punches.
Yes.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. I'm going to send you home with some Wipe Away the Day acne pads.
I'm so ready.
Vitamin C serum and deep blue hydration. Those are my winning, like, cult favorite, model favorite.
Okay. I'm stoked. Yeah. I'm ready.
Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.
Bye, guys.